Vasudeva inquires into Narada's life and Narada speaks of Lord's appearance before him. And since I have 19 verses, so I have we have to go a little bit faster, so I put a few of them together in like a concise format. So first we'll recite the invocation verses.
Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat asta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki.
So this is the outline. So from verse 1 to 4 it's Vasudev is inquiring more questions, further inquiries, and 5 to 10 it's departure of Narada Muni's mother, and from 11 to 14 it's about Parivijakacharya or traveling mendicant, and from 15 to 19 it's Lord's appearance before Narada Muni. So we are divided into 4. So we'll just you will not recite any of the Sanskrit because it's 19 verses, so we'll just read the English translation. Sutta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. So the end of 5th chapter, it was, Narada Muni gave instruction, and like a final instruction, to write Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of everyone. And he removed his Vyasadeva's despondency by just giving the instruction, final instruction. And Vasudeva was more inquisitive, so he wanted to know more about Narada Muni. So this is where I put together all the second, third and fourth together. So I will just read the questions. Like from verse 2, the question is, what did you do after the departure of great sages who had instructed you in specific scientific transcendental knowledge? And then from verse 3, the question was, how did you pass your life after initiation? And how did you attain this body? And the fourth is, how is it that this subject matter, like it was happened in like previous kalpa, so it's like 12 hours of Brahma, like one kalpa, so how could Brahma remember, like Vasudev, Narada could remember? So those are the three questions, and I have a few points from the Prabhupada purport. So the first Prabhupada mentioned, like Vasudeva was in, like he was inquisitive to know about more about Narada Muni. So because he wanted to attain the same stage, whatever Narada attained, his perfect stage, so Vasudeva also wanted to attain the same stage. And it's very natural for us, like if you know, like if you have a spiritual master, so it's very natural to know about what he did before initiation, and so we can also attain the same thing, that perfect stage. So Prabhupada mentioned that Vasudeva wanted to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. That's why he was more inquisitive. And the next one Prabhupada mentioned is Saddharma Pracha. Like that's a quality of any disciple, to inquire from a spiritual master. So Prabhupada mentions that it's a very important the quality where the disciple has to do inquiry from a spiritual master. And Prabhupada mentioned it's from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And the first point he mentions is Guru Ashrayam. Like first we need to take a shelter of spiritual master, and then we have to inquire from him. So that's the main two points Prabhupada mentions in that. And also the next point was, the Narada Muni was just a son of a maid servant, like just an ordinary maid servant. So if Narada Muni can attain the perfection stage in just one life from the son of a maid servant, then once he heard from all the different sages, he could transform his body, like he got a spiritual body. So if he can do that, so we also have the same opportunity. If we are not different from Narada Muni in that point, like if in that context we are on the same stage, so we can also do the same thing. So Prabhupada clearly mentions, so since he was just a son of maid servant and he could attain pure that spiritual stage, so we can also do that. So it's doable, like it's achievable, it's not to be done. Then also Prabhupada mentions, so this is regarding the fourth one, like how the time annihilates everything in due course. So how was that Narada Muni could remember what happened in his previous life? And Prabhupada mentioned it was one kalpa, like some 4 million something of Brahma's 12 hours. How could he remember the whole thing? Then Prabhupada mentions, like the spiritual consciousness, it never gets annihilated. And he compares like how our material body, so the spirit soul is, it cannot destroy or anything. So the same way the spiritual consciousness, it remains, it goes on. So even material body get destroyed, but the spiritual consciousness will remain. So then I thought, like, for us it's, so the more we concentrate on our devotional practice, so our consciousness, we can replace whatever we have, the material concepts or misconceptions, we can all replace with spiritual consciousness. So at the point of death or whatever in our future, next life, it will be there, the spiritual consciousness. So wherever we live our spiritual life, we can continue, or we can go to the next, the birth or whatever. So it's very important, that's a pointer for us. And also the one I just want to share, like the from ordinary maid servant to spiritual body, even that's, we can take it as a pointer. So we also have the same opportunity. And Rampad Maharaj mentions, like how, and there is no difference between Narada's life and our life. He was just a 5-year-old, but we are already like grown up, like adults. So we don't have that long time to like just play around and think. So I felt when I was preparing for this, I felt we have to be even more serious. Like we don't have, Narada Muni was just 5-year-old, but we are already 30, 40 years old. So we should take it more seriously. Then, so the next section is departure of Narada Muni's mother. So that's going to be 5 to 10. So fifth verse, Sri Narada said, "The great sages who had imparted scientific knowledge of transcendence to me departed for other places, and I had to pass my life in this way." So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, like after usually the we get the initiation, so we can see some tangible change. That's what Prabhupada mentions in the purport. And even with when we come across association of devotees, we can next, like after practicing, we being in association, we can see some change. So for me, like personally, like after I got initiated, because I remember my the quality of my rounds, I still like, I, it's very clear in my mind. So the next day when I chanted, it was so clear, I could concentrate so clearly on my rounds, hearing everything. And that we know because of the karma gets, from that day it will be stopped. But again, so the quality again, it went down. The same, the quality, whatever I had it on the first day or 1 week of my initiation, it again, it went, and that's all because of offenses, anarthas. So that's what Prabhupada mentions. You can see after initiation, you can see a change in a person. That's powerful it is, the initiation. And taking shelter of spiritual master. And also being in association of devotees. So I thought I can share with my personal thing, like I was very, very attached to cars. I don't know how to, like the intensity it was, I was attached to cars. And I could spend like $1,000 to just go and watch one Formula One race. That I was so attached, just to watch one Formula race, and that was just for 50 minutes to 1 hour, the whole race. So from that, I went from California to Indianapolis, to just watch that 1 hour race, and spending like $1,000 or something. But after coming, practicing our this thing, chanting and all, I didn't put any extra effort to leave that attachment. It's just by association and being engaged in devotional service, I automatically lost the taste. I didn't put any extra effort or anything. So that's what, so that I could, it's a tangible, I can see it myself. I can feel it. That's the effect of association of devotees. And I'm pretty sure everyone has some kind of experiences with that. So then we'll go to 6 to 8. From 6, "I was the only son of my mother, who was not only a simple woman, but a maid servant as well. Since I was her only offspring, she had no other alternative for protection. She bound me with the tie of affection." So this, you can remember the tie of affection. That's one of the important this thing in this. "She wanted to look after my maintenance properly, But because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. The world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. 8th verse. When I was a mere child of 5 years, I lived in a Brahmana school. I was dependent on my mother's affection and I had no experience of different lands. So, no experience of different lands and affection. So, that's the only, like, first of all, Narada Muni was bound with affection. So, he didn't had anyone to, like, take care of him or anything. And because he is from a, like, a low background, maid servant, so he was really attached to his mother and she was the only one. And here it says, look, wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. So, from here we can think, like, our day-to-day examples or whatever. Like, we are not the controller. Like, we can easily feel, like, even our own body, we don't have much control on it. Whether it's getting a disease or getting cold, anything, we don't have any control on it. So, and we are always under the modes of nature. We act accordingly. Whatever is predominant, whichever mode, we act accordingly. So, yeah, that's one part. And the example I heard from one of the Prabhupada, the lecture was like, there was a hunter, so he had spread the net to catch all the birds, everything. So in that, all the small birds, they got caught first. So the father and mother bird, they came, and they saw, and the mother bird, she went to rescue the birds, small baby bird. Then she was caught. But the father bird was intelligent. So he didn't go to save mother or baby birds. So in that, Prabhupada said, if you are intelligent, you cannot, basically they are under the clutches of Maya. So Prabhupada mentions, it's, you cannot save anyone. Actually, even your wife or even kids, you cannot save. You are, that's how the Supreme Lord controls everything. You cannot save anyone, even including your wife or anyone, you cannot save. So only thing you can do is, you can give them Krishna consciousness. And because each one is controlled by the Supreme Lord, everything, so the Supreme Lord will take care. So the Prabhupada said, the most valuable thing you can give to your family is Krishna consciousness. So, and I think it's our very natural that we, if it's a wife, we try to control some, it's very natural, that's our still the strong propensity we have. We want to be like, control them or tell something. We want them to do according to what we want. So Prabhupada mentions that very clearly, that even your wife, kid, children, you cannot control. When the death comes, you don't have any control. What can we do? So he mentions very clearly, you can give only Krishna consciousness. So that's the one which is going to save their life. So then in 9th and 10th, once upon a time, my poor mother, when going out one night to milk a cow, was bitten on the leg by a serpent, influenced by the supreme time. I took this as a special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benedictions for his devotees. And so thinking, I started for the north. So in this, Dharampad Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he says, so Narada Muni had just his mother's affection, he didn't had anything. Mother's affection, and he has not seen any other lands or anything, like different places. So how is that like, his mother was bitten by a snake and she died. So how is this a benediction? How can we call it? She is in a difficult situation. So how is it a benediction? So Rampad Maharaj says that because he had the association of spiritual masters, the sages, so by the grace of them, he had spiritually advanced. He got the spiritual knowledge. So in that way, it was a benediction for him. So otherwise, it's, if you mundane sense, if you see, it's a very 5-year-old, what can the... He doesn't even know 5-year-old. So how can it be a benediction? So that's why Rampad Maharaj says it's better to... Prabhu, this is shown. Some advertisement is shown. So in that, I thought like for us to take home point is like how to face reversals in life. So whenever, for sure, everyone will some point of time, if you have not come across any big, like big, the problem, obstacle, we'll come across sometime. So how do we take it? So as Narada Muni is setting the example, so somehow or the other, if you are very strong in Krishna consciousness, so if we take that as a benediction, then we can make a big spiritual advancement. Like you can jump, like that, make with a big jump we can make in the... So that is one point. And also whenever we come across any difficult situation, so that should always increase our faith in Krishna consciousness, not lose faith. So, and that we can come only like being in association. And Narada Muni is here, like we can remember all that in Narada Muni's example. Just 5-year-old, no one is there. So how we came across that situation. So we can also overcome that situation. So then our faith becomes very strong. And I'm pretty sure people have a lot of ways, like they already went through or we have to go through at some point of time. And Prabhupada mentions in his purport, I just put a para of that. Confidential devotees of the Lord see in every step a benedictory direction of the Lord. What is considered to be an odd or difficult moment in the mundane sense is accepted as a special mercy of the Lord. Mundane prosperity is a kind of material fever, and by the grace of the Lord, the temperature of this material fever is gradually diminished and the spiritual health is obtained step by step. Mundane people misunderstand it. So it's so powerful. Nice points Prabhupada mentioned. So then we'll go to the next section. So the next section talks about like a traveling mendicant. So like sannyasis basically. So the 11th and 12th, I'll read the translation. After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns, villages, animal farms, mines, agricultural lands, valleys, flower gardens, nursery gardens and natural forests. I passed through hills and mountains full of reservoirs of various minerals like gold, silver, copper, and through tracts of land with reservoirs of water filled with beautiful lotus flowers, fit for denizens of heaven, decorated with bewildered bees and singing birds. So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, so whatever we, like Narada Muni went through the towns, so he could see the metropolises, like all the cities and towns, and it was in previous Kalpa. So Prabhupada mentions, once the creation gets created, like creation, material creation, so it's like a repeats history. It's not that only we are, this is present. It was not there in the previous one, previous Kalpa. And Prabhupada mentions clearly that this kind of creation will be there in the future also, the next Kalpa. So it's not a surprise, like Prabhupada says, like he could go through the towns, agricultural farms, industries. He also mentioned in the purport that he goes through the industries also. So it was there even in the previous Kalpa. And he says history repeats of the water creation, everything. And he mentions like about archaeologists, like they are wasting time. Like how they are trying to find what was there before Stone Age or Ice Age, everything. So Prabhupada mentions it's a waste of time. And they are supposed to be like finding the vital necessity of life, basically the spiritual side of their life. Instead of that, they are going back. So everything is in Bhagavatam, like for here, no? Everything was there, same thing. So they don't have to go back and check anything. They look. And also the Narada Muni, like, since he was just a 5 years old, so he went through all these places. And Prabhupada mentions he didn't get attached to any of the economic development or any of this thing. Because he got that impetus from the grace of the sages. So he could continue without getting attached. So for us also, we know, like, we have all these things. And Narada Muni went through all these things. So we have to just follow in his footsteps. So we don't have to try anything. Oh, I want to make something like money or something. Like, we don't have to get attached. So I thought that's like a pointer for us. And also he got it because of the grace of the sages. Narada Muni had already strongly, he was on the spiritual platform. So that's why he could easily cross over all the towns, everything. So then 13 to 14. Then I passed alone through many forests of rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, weeds and caves, which were very difficult to go through alone. I visited deep, dark and dangerously fearful forests, which were the play yards of snakes, owls and jackals. Thus travelling, I felt tired, both bodily and mentally, and I was both thirsty and hungry. So I took a bath in a river, lake and also drank water. By contacting water, I got relief from my exhaustion. So in this, from the purport, like how when current, like even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we go through any forest or anything, like alone, so we gain faith in God. That's the main thing. Like we completely dependent on the God's mercy. So there is no one else to rescue or anything. And also our minds, it's become strong how to deal with the circumstances or different situation. And also other purposes to enlighten other people. And Prabhupada mentions about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went through the Jharkhand forest, mid India. So there he was came across all the lions, all the different animals. He could even convert them, make them chant and all. So that's the reason why everyone, like all the sannyasis or parivijakacharyas, they go through this. That's the main reason. And the next one, this Rampadmaraj mentions that it facilitates detachment. And our natural, the tendency is like we have tendency for enjoyment. So that's very natural, enjoy like material propensity we have. So just by traveling, we can cultivate the detachment. And also he mentions detachment means it's not neglectful. Like, oh, I don't care about this or I don't care about this. It's not that kind of detachment. And he says like Vaishnavas are more responsible. They are more responsible. Not so neglectful means maybe materially you can say, oh, like watching TV or something, you can, those kind of things you can neglect. But detached is, you spiritually you get attached to Krishna and materially you detach. So that's what he meant. That's the main one point we can remember. And also he gives examples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like going through the forest. And Prabhupada purport, this is a very strong purport. A travelling mendicant can meet the needs of body, namely thirst and hunger, by the gifts of nature, without being a beggar at the doors of the householders. So usually we have seen, right, all of sannyasis, they travel and they come across, they come here to give, enlighten us or give us their association, not to for money or anything. So that's a very, we should all remember, like we should not have any misconception about it. And also in this, I heard one like a example by Prabhupada, he was giving one example, like in, I think in 1974, he went to University of California, he was giving a lecture and one of the like Indian graduate student, he stood up and he stopped Prabhupada. Oh yeah, and he told Prabhupada why, he told why you have come as a beggar to US. Because he thought Prabhupada has come to collect money or something. So he told in the middle of lecture why you have come as a beggar to. Then Prabhupada became very serious and he strongly told, I am not beggar, you are beggar. Like he told, like you are beggar, you tell me why you have come to you, like the US. Then Prabhupada told, you came here for education and you want to make money after that. So you are the real beggar. I have come here to give the transcendental knowledge. So, and also he says, I have come to give an alternative. Like it says, you have chosen a life of a beggar. So I have come here to give you the transcendental knowledge. So I am the giver, you are the beggar. Then that person, he couldn't even talk anything. Like it's so strong. He completely, that guy was completely gone. He couldn't even say one sentence. So then the next one is 15-19. That's Lord's appearance before Narada Muni. So after that, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul situated within, using my intelligence as I had learned from liberated souls. So in this, Prabhupada mentions about the following the authority, not like whimsically, because here it says began to meditate. So even to know how to meditate, we have to have a proper, like the source. We cannot just whimsically just start meditating on something. So Narada Muni got that education from the spiritual masters or the sages. So Prabhupada mentions clearly that we have to always follow authoritative sources, scriptures. And it comes through bona fide spiritual master. So you can get that knowledge only through spiritual master. And recently we got one email. I also read, and Nitya Gauranga Prabhu also forwarded this mail about chanting. I don't know whether you remember everyone, like Lokanath Maharaj and few of them, they used to chant Haribol, just Haribol, Haribol. They used to continue. They just chant that Haribol, Haribol continuously for 10 minutes, and sometimes it was more longer than the Maha Mantra. Just say Haribol, 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 like that they sequence, they used to do that. Nitya Gaura, Haribol, Haribol. Then Prabhupada went, and like someone went, Harikesh Maharaj or someone, he went to Prabhupada and asked. And Prabhupada said, he said, it's not, if they are doing, it's not, they are not following the Acharyas. So he said it's a offense, third offense, not following the orders of the spiritual master, because it's not authorized by them. But he told it's still good because they are chanting the Gauranga Lord, but it's not authorized. So it's considered a third offense. So we cannot make up any kirtans or anything. It should be authorized by. And it's mentioned that. So it says in the translation, using my intelligence. So Prabhupada mentioned about it's a trained intelligence. It's not some whimsical. Not you cannot act on your own. It should be trained. And that can happen only when you serve a spiritual master and follow the acharyas. And Narada Muni did that. So when he 5 years old, he got the association of the sages. He served them and he got enlightened. So he was qualified to meditate. So using his trained intelligence. And the 16th is, as soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down my eyes. And without delay, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared on the lotus of my heart. And in the purport, Prabhupada mentions about different stages of Bhakti Yoga. So because it's here, it says Bhava. So Narada Muni was at that point. He was on the Bhava platform just prior to Prema. So Narada Muni was at that stage. And Prabhupada mentions also about the Anartha Nivritti stage, because that's the most difficult stage to clear all our Anarthas. So emphasizes that we have to work on it, like to that stage, so we can remove all the obstacles to continue on our spiritual progress. Otherwise, we will be stuck. So he emphasizes about the third one. Yeah, this is when we work on that stage, like Anartha Nivritti, then we can all overcome all our personal deficiencies or obstacles we have on our spiritual path. And he mentions about ecstasy, like different 8 types of ecstasies one can get. And when we follow all the different stages, stage by stage. So when we are on the Bhava stage, so he says the ecstasy, the tears, because it's mentioned it's a tears rolled. So it's a natural reaction. Once you have the transcendental love, it's a natural reaction. And Rampad Maharaj mentions, you have to concentrate on the process, the different stages, not on the ecstasy. You cannot practice, I want to cry like that. You don't have to practice. That's a natural reaction of the practicing, like practicing the process. So we can all, and also it's experienced only when our senses get purified, when we really, spiritual senses, not our material senses. So in this we can always remember, like when we see or when we go out, like different sahajiyas, because I did meet some people like that. So when they start singing bhajans, so they used to cry. And I never used to get cry. I never used to get tears or anything. But that one Mataji, she used to, whenever she sings some bhajan, she used to start crying. And I never understood why, like how strong. I didn't know. So then finally when I started this, and I could feel their sahajiyas. they were just having that emotional kind of thing, they just wanted to cry. But yeah, you can remember, this is the natural reaction of the process. So you have to concentrate on the process, not on the ecstasies or anything. In the 17th verse, O Vasudeva, at the time, being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see both myself and the Lord. So this one I tried to, like the lecture, Samapada Maharaj lecture, that's the only reference I could get. Because in the purport also it's very, I couldn't understand the points. Because Maharaj said, this is on a very high level, this thing, the stage. And Maharaj was explaining, I couldn't even catch one point. It was so like difficult to catch, like he was telling about how experiences, something like this thing, I couldn't catch. So then I thought I'll just put the Prabhupada purport, maybe we can discuss later. Spiritual feelings of happiness and intense ecstasies. I have no mundane comparison. Therefore, it is very difficult to give expression to such feelings. We can just have a glimpse of such ecstasy in the words of Sri Narada Muni. After seeing the Lord, all the senses become fully awakened to render service unto the Lord. Because in the liberated state, the senses are fully efficient in serving the Lord. So 18th verse, the transcendental form of the Lord, as it is, satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing the form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that Narada Muni could see the form, like Lord's form. So he says, Lord is not formless. So it's like Mayavadi philosophy. So Prabhupada defeats that. He could see it. So, and also like he mentions, when we see the transcendental form of the Lord, so we will not be like, whenever you see any material form, you will not have any taste for that. So that's what Narada Muni happened. So he saw the Lord's form, then Lord disappeared. So his mind was very disturbed, because whatever material form we see, so it won't satisfy the mind when we see the Lord's transcendental form. And we can just imagine the shock Narada Muni got, like, because we also desire like life after life, we want to see the Lord. So Narada Muni got the opportunity, and immediately Lord disappeared. So it's a big like a shock for him. So Prabhupada says, yeah, whatever we desire, life after life, we are doing everything to see the Lord, and Narada Muni got the opportunity and the Lord disappeared. So that's why his mind was disturbed. And also the one point is, it's the Lord appeared to Narada Muni to increase his eagerness, so he can continue on his path. Because Narada Muni practiced, so he went through austerities, everything. So Lord wanted to encourage him on the process. So that's why Lord appeared. And then he disappeared. Then he told, I think he came in a sound form. He told Narada Muni, like, you have to keep continuing. Until you die, you keep continuing the process. Then once you leave your body, you can come to my association. So for us also, maybe I'm pretty sure everyone have experience. Otherwise, we won't be here like long time chanting or anything. Something, some taste or something. Otherwise, it's the same thing. We do 16 rounds every day. Same services, Sunday or whatever, at home, everything is the same. So obvious that we are still sticking to the process. Because something, we have got some taste. Maybe we won't be able to express, as how Narada Muni is expressing. But something is there. So it's very important. Like, then the last verse. I desire to see again the transcendental form of the Lord. But despite my attempts to concentrate upon the art, with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore. And thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. So Prabhupada in this says, the Lord appeared only because of his causeless mercy. So he is not bound by anything. And he gives a very nice analogy, like how, like the sunrise. You cannot demand sun to like rise and sunset, or any, you cannot demand. It's his choice. He comes, he goes. So same thing, and there is no mechanical process, like any some yoga or anything, like some mechanical process. There is no mechanical process, and it's only by pure devotional service, unalloyed devotional service. And Rampad Maharaj says, like, you keep continuing your duties. Maybe we are not fortunate at this point of time, but at some point of time, if you keep up your discharge duties, keep discharging your duties, at some point of time, we'll also get the same opportunity as Narada Muni. So we should never give up our day-to-day activities or any services we are doing. And yeah, we could see only through unalloyed. We can tie Krishna or whatever through only a devotional service, unalloyed devotional service. And here are a few points I thought we can apply in our life also. So as Narada Muni did, he got his perfection in one life, so we also have the same opportunity, and is the practical example we have, so we can also do achieve in the same life. Then the next one is, we have to always stick to the rules and regulations which is given by acharyas. We cannot do form anything new or anything. It's already there, everything is there. And also the next one is by how Narada Muni preached by his example, so we can also, and that's the best preaching we can do, like just by showing the example we can also do the same preaching. And also Rampad Maharaj says ISKCON is an equal opportunity organization, because he says it's very unfortunate to be in this Krishna consciousness in Kali Yuga, but we are very fortunate to get the process. It's a very easy process we got this in Kali Yuga to make advancement. And also he says Narada Muni was, there's no difference between, he was comparing like how Narada Muni was 5 years old and he was just ordinary son of a maid servant. And he says we have more opportunity, actually we have more facilities and the process is easy. Maharaj mentions the process is easy. So we also have the same opportunity, we have the same opportunity. So he says actually we are ahead of Narada Muni at some point. Right now we are ahead of Narada Muni because the process is easy, just chanting. You don't have to go through any austerities or travel or anything. You don't have to do anything. Just a chanting. And also we already got the impetus in our spiritual life also. We have spiritual masters, we got initiation, everything we have. So only thing is sticking to the process and following it. So that means we are same level with Narada Muni. So we can also become perfect if we stick to the process. And we get the opportunity to see the Lord only by unalloyed devotional service. So anything else you can just ignore. And also whatever is favorable to the process of Krishna consciousness. And the references I heard, Rampad Maharaj lectures and Burijan Prabhu's. And there's not, even the purports are just few lines for each. It's not like there are big purports on this. There's Narada Muni and Srila Prabhupada. So I thought when I was fitting Prabhupada, light is coming on Prabhupada's face. Blessing Narada Muni. And also here we can always, Prabhupada is he's an embodiment of Narada Muni's compassion. Narada Muni also travels, we know him, right? He travels everywhere. He went to Dhruva Maharaj, everywhere he goes. Same thing, Prabhupada travelled. And he came to US and to give the same, he showed the same compassion. So he is embodied compassion, Narada Muni's compassion. He represents the compassion of Narada Muni.